Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Diamond studs, necklaces, engagement rings. Mark's Jewelers has you covered for the holidays. Finish your holiday shopping at Mark's Jewelers today. Here's a question for you. Did Sunday's, I'm sure the responses to this are completely normal. For you, did Sunday's passing performance end the debate, or was it just a good game? Ike, what do you think the responses are here?
Oh, are you kidding me? Ended the debate.
What do you think the numbers are?
Let's go 85%.
Only 66.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, actually.
There's a lot more skeptical people out there than I thought.
Especially that shows that we still have some realness in this city.
Yeah, just a little keeping it real. Keeping it real. 215-592-9494. It's so funny. Can I tell you? So the passing game thing, which is obviously related to Jalen, I start looking at our callers, and I go, well, that's obviously a anti-Jalen guy. Like, I can look at all of their names and know exactly what's coming from every
Welcome
single
to the
one.
Show. Yeah. All right. Welcome to football season.
Those first two. Let's go to the nice. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
I thought we made this clear that I'm Charles from Mount Airy.
Oh, right, right. You want to be. Yeah. Charles from Mount Airy. Sorry,
man.
Andy. Yep.
Yo, Ike, yo, Spike, yo, Fritz.
What up?
Thanks for keeping me on hold. That was enjoyable.
Yes, sir.
I think that it's. I'm thrown off now. I think the passing game is. I don't want to say fixed, but I think it's back to normal, really. We know that they can play like this, we've seen them play like this before. So it kind of seemed to me like it was just kind of a shake up and wake up call, and they're doing what they used to do and can do.
Yeah, I agree. I hope it was a wake up call about what they're capable of. And Ike mentioned it in the first segment that it did seem in the last few weeks that Hurts just got more gun shy than he had been. And I do think it's possible that the turnover thing got into his head a little bit. You know, and he became more risk averse than he needs to be. And I know you can do this whole thing where, like, well, you can't say, you know, that he can't turn the ball over and so. Like, I get it. I understand.
Not upon that balance.
But there is a balance. And nobody expects him to never, you know, throw an interception
again. Yeah, he's gonna throw an interception
right.
again. Yes.
Right. So the positives of doing what he did on Sunday, I think, outweigh the negatives.
My fear was that he got the yips, and it was just like, this can't be. You know? So the fact that he was able to pull it off and, you know, kind of, like I say, get slapped around a little and wake up was it was a good thing to see.
So let me ask you this. What do you think about the, I guess, his confidence after the game? Because it almost – well, I'm with you. He almost responded as if – there, is that good enough for you? Like that's sort of the attitude he had with it, where it was never a doubt in his mind that this was in there to do. That's why I kind of liked it. I was just wondering, how did you feel about sort of his response to everybody
you know
from
it? It was irritating on a level because it's like, well, this is what I can do, but why haven't you been doing it? But at the same time, I'll take it. You know,
okay.
If that's how he needs to be and that's how he needs to feel, then fine. I don't care.
Okay.
Same thing with AJ with, you know, now everybody can shut up. Well, does that include you?
Cause, right, yeah.
Whatever. I don't care as long as they're playing like that.
You know, I think
I like that answer. I hadn't heard that one. Yeah, now everybody can shut up. Does that include you?
Yes, he's in the group. I wish somebody who was crowded around his locker there would have been like,
that,
you know,
does that include you?
Yeah, are you going to shut up too? You don't have to shut up. We do ask you questions. Hey, Andy, or Charles, rather, give us your favorite TV or movie dad for next question today.
Best dad ever, Frank Costanza.
Oh, he's a great one. Frank Costanza is a great...
Was he a dad? I didn't even know
Seinfeld.
Frank Costanza was a dad.
Well, George Costanza is the regular...
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of. Yeah, I'm thinking of George Costanza.
Jerry Stiller was Frank
Stiller's dad.
Yes.
That is Frank Costanza's dad.
He was awesome. He was one of those guys who was not always in the show, but when he was in the show, he was amazing. And the best one... Now, Jack, you watch Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
The one where they started selling the coats... that Jerry Stiller had left over. That's my favorite one. It's Kim and Kramer.
I like the man's ear.
Yes, the man's ear was also a classic.
And when he fought Elaine.
Do I remember when he fought Elaine? I don't remember.
Serenity Now?
Yes, Serenity Now, obviously another great moment. Yeah, there are a lot of great...
I'm clueless on all these.
A lot of great Frankenstein's
moments. What'd you trade Jay Buhner for?
Wait, what was that?
He yells at Steinbrenner.
Oh, right,
Because Steinbrenner calls and says, George is dead.
Yeah, right.
His first thing is, what'd you trade Jay Buhner for?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Reese in North Philly. Reese, you're on WF. You sold Reese? You sold on the passing game, Reese?
What's going on? Listen, I'm more sold on Puff beating the feds than James. Come on, man.
Puff beating the feds.
And we know he ain't beating the feds.
We know he ain't beating the feds.
Hell no.
All right, let me ask you this, Reese, because I know you're a Jalen can't do it guy in general. Do you think...
I've been officially termed a hater, so I'm going to...
Well, you are a hater. I mean, where it would pride.
I thought it was a truth
truth-teller, yes. I've heard these before, you know, too.
Me too, Reese.
But let me ask you this.
The truth hurts.
And look, Reese, you're labeled a hater. I am labeled a hater, though I don't think I'm a hater. I think I'm a realist. But let's have a truth-teller, you know, conference, me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we saw Sunday was not... out of bounds, right? It wasn't spectacular. He was good. That's what it was. He hit open receivers. He passed it when he should. Like, it was the stats ended up good. It was a good game. Don't you think that he is capable of what we saw Sunday? Because I thought what we saw Sunday is more than good enough, given how good this team is. So don't you think he's capable of doing that, though?
Well, I think if they replay that game this Sunday, yeah, he's capable of doing it again on a replay, but not in real time.
Wow, that is...
The guy has literally had... And this is what I don't get. Because, see, people like you, Reese, people like you, you want to do the whole, it's about time. You know, if it was in there, I should see it more often. Let's see you do it again. We act like he somehow had some sort of record-setting day Sunday. That was a day at the office for Jalen when it comes to his best days of passing. Are you kidding me? Go through his track record. That's probably, I don't know, 10 other games easily that were better passing days than that game Sunday.
It was probably his best of this year, though. I'm sorry. Sorry for interrupting.
No, you interrupt. Yeah. No, that's a good point. It might have been. Yeah. Go ahead.
The way his fan base acted, and he showed up to the press conference like he hadn't been there before. He was so happy that he had a great game. To me, he seems very insecure about the criticism.
Did that look like a man that was insecure?
Can I ask y'all a question? Did somebody call yesterday after me and say it was a good thing he fumbled in the Super Bowl, or was that high?
Yeah, that was OG. Yeah, OG said that.
Yeah, that was OG.
I feel like he's my son.
See what I mean?
That's one guy that he doesn't speak for everybody. And here's another thing. You're doing the whole Jalen's fans and this and that and the other. They're Eagles fans. They're not separated.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a Sixers fan, and I couldn't wait till number 25 was off the team.
I'll join you on that one.
Oh, no, listen, I'm not one of those guys that was like, all right, if you're a fan of the team, you're a fan of every player. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, in general, the Eagles fan base are Jalen fans. Like, you guys are the minority. Don't get it twisted. The majority of Eagles fans are Jalen Hurts fans. So you by you trying to separate it, like, oh, Jalen Hurts fans, like that's some small group of fans who support Jalen versus everybody else that supports the Eagles. No, the majority of Eagles fans support Jalen Hurts.
And the majority, then if that's the case, which I support the Eagles, but I can't act like I believe in something that I don't believe in. And if that makes me not 100% fan, then hey.
No, I would never say that. No, it doesn't bring your fanhood into question. That's not what I'm doing. I think you can be a 100% Eagles fan and not like the quarterback or what have you. Now, I think it makes it harder to be an Eagles fan because where do you get your joy at? How do you get joy out of that game Sunday when you are literally a Jalen Hurts hater?
Well, that's a great question. And it's called a bottle of Hennessy.
Well, Ike, let me ask you this. If we put Reese, we know what Jack's answer would be. Mm-hmm. If we put Reese on the lie detector test and we said, Reese, you always say that you hope you're wrong about Jalen.
Right.
If you ask him on the lie detector, do you think Reese hopes he's wrong?
No. Nope, not one iota.
Listen, we can set this up if you want.
Maybe next year.
You're trying to tell me, Reese, you hope you're wrong about Jalen Hurts?
Yes, because I truly want us to win, but
Bill.
I can't fake it like I believe in him.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
You can.
Yeah.
Hold on, Reese. Yeah, you can. I'm trying to help you out being a fan. You can fake it to the point where you believe it. This idea that you have to be conflicted as an Eagles fan is all fixated in your head because some reason you don't like the quarterback. You don't believe in him. Don't tell me. I truly believe you're a diehard Eagles fan. I'm not doubting that. But let's not act as if fans in the town have not been, like, they could be fans of the team, but the quarterback is somebody they can't necessarily buy into. Listen, I played with five.
It's happened
years.
Here.
Yes. So it happens all the time. It happens all the time. But that's sort of a conflicting feeling that you're having on the inside. If you wanted to be a Jalen Hurts fan, you could just be like, you know what? I'm riding with him. Here's the thing. I didn't start off as a Jalen Hurts fan.
You were the opposite.
Yes, I was the opposite. I called him Tyrod Taylor coming out. Like I did. And you know what? He won me over in 2022. I've been on board with him ever since then. I was one of the ones that spent the offseason trying to get Russell Wilson here or Deshaun Watson. Like, yeah, I was all in favor of that coming off the 2021 season. And by the way, so were the Eagles because they were knocking on doors and kicking up rocks themselves. But in 2022, he changed all that for me. Why hasn't he changed that for you? He changed all of that.
Because I don't think that he's the reason we're winning. I think he's like Travis Hunter's girlfriend. He's going along for the ride. You know?
Oh, come
he's
on,
about
man.
To go along for the ride.
Man, Reese has an answer for everything.
Oh, my
everything.
God. He does.
Yeah.
He does. Reese, you can't possibly be serious.
He's the OG Wade of haters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Jalen has been a starter for four full seasons, right? You're trying to tell me you believe he's been carried to the amount of success he's had?
Absolutely, I think he's been
there's
carried.
No. How could you believe that, though?
You could find 15 other quarterbacks that can be average and pedestrian when you got the best weapons.
And you may be right. Yes, there may be 15 other quarterbacks. There may be 15 other quarterbacks that could have had success with this team. I'm not telling you he put a team on his back and carried a bunch of bums for the last 4 years. But what I am saying, just watching his play, you can't tell me you've watched him play for 40-plus something starts and feel like the team is carrying Jalen Hurts. You can't feel that if you're being true and you're being honest. Like, Jalen does his part. I'm not saying he puts the team on his back like Josh Allen has done this year, but he has done his part outside of the tush push. He's done his part as the quarterback here to contribute to a lot of the winning that has gone around here. He's not holding the team back from winning.
Oh, no. I'm giving him credit for being lucky enough to be the quarterback. God.
Goat. I'm telling you.
I don't care how passionate I get with you. You're not moving off. You're not moving off this mark.
Hey, Reese, give us your favorite TV or movie, Dad, in honor of Eugene Levy's 78th birthday.
I respect you for it, though. I can respect you for it.
favorite movie dad is going to have to be John Q.
Oh, John Q. Denzel.
I don't think I saw John Q. I know the movie. Thank you for the call, Reese.
Appreciate it, Reese.
Yeah, I remember the movie, but I don't think I saw it.
I know I'm in the minority with this on the John Q. Not one of my favorite Denzel movies.
What's it about? Is he a...
Son needs like either a heart transplant or something.
Okay.
And he's about to... I'm trying to remember because this is one of the few Denzel movies I think I only seen once or maybe twice back in the day. The family doesn't have insurance or something, or he lost his job.
Okay.
Or something like that, and the
he has to go get the money somehow.
Or the doctors wouldn't perform the surgery that he needed because of that. So he basically holds everybody hostage.
Got it.
In the hospital.
You know what else is great?
I think I got the majority of that right.
You know what else is great about Reese, by the way? His tone never changes. He doesn't get, he's a little bit like Elliot like that, in that you can argue all you want. And not only is he going to have that same laid back delivery.
He's going to wait for you to finish.
Yep. Then he's going to wait another couple of seconds and wait for you, see if you got anything else, because he's got something. All right. 215-592-9494.
Definitely reminds me of the guy I see on hold right now.
Yes. Wait, which guy?
Mad Mike.
Oh, yeah. I can't go two hater in the row, though.
Well, why not?
All right. Oh, boy. You're going to make me go Mad Mike. Mad Mike, you're on WIP. All right, go on.
Hey, guys. First of all, I am the ultimate Jalen Hurts hater because that guy is a straight coattail rider. And just shows up. All right, guys, you guys do everything, and I'm just going to get the glory. Me and this moron head coach, we're just going to ride your coattails all the way to glory. Thanks a lot.
The big dumb dip one again?
How are they both riding coattails? Yeah, They're the head coach and the quarterback.
Now, here's the funny thing with Mad Mike. Not only is the quarterback riding coattails and the head coach, the GM is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Mike doesn't like anything. Yeah, oh, so no, who are we giving that. All the success to, Mike? Who are we giving credit to?
GM. I guarantee you there's somebody else pulling the string back there. That nerd is not making picks.
So wait, yeah, so the coach is dumb, the quarterback stinks, and the GM doesn't know what he's doing.
Right, yes.
Yet they win every single year. How is that possible?
Well, because 2022 was a mirage. They didn't play anybody. And then this year, they're just luck of the Irish.
Yeah, it's all luck.
Oh,
yep.
This year's been luck? Really?
Come on, man.
How about Howie with these draft picks on defense, Mike?
I mean, I just like
that might have been Joe Douglas for all we know. I mean, he was back in the building over the weekend.
I just do not like. I hate the coach is a moron. You can say whatever you like. He's a moron clown. All I see is that stupid face that he made when he was mugging for the camera. That's all I see.
It's one of my favorite gifs.
3 years ago.
Yes.
I'll never let it go. That's all I see. And then Jalen Hurts in his pretend stoic manner, like. This is the fakest guy ever, and he doesn't. He hates throwing the ball. He just wants Saquon to run it. I hate the whole team. I hope they get into the playoffs, and I hope Tampa beats them, and then they just make fun of Jalen because he can't read defenses again.
Oh, dude, I feel like we're gonna get a call from CBS or Fox saying, "Hey, we want audio of a
look at that Mad Mike call."
Yes. Yeah, and they'll paint it as, and Philly radio was still not happy.
Yes.
Mad Mike, give us a TV or movie dad for the stateside.
Yeah, because I got no
card.
Rebuttal for you, man. I got nothing for you.
Give us one.
I got Rocky. He was a pretty good dad.
He was a pretty good dad.
Yeah, I guess so.
He left the whole family to go to Russia, though.
yeah, but he gave him a robot like to watch him.
That's he did. He
that
did
was
give
pretty
him a
good robot.
Robot.
Yes, yeah, that was pretty good. Yes,
it's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Rocky?
The first two.
Okay.
So I would go the first two, and then there's a gap, and then three and four.
See, I think about it. My favorite is four. My next favorite is three,
four
then two, then
rap.
One.
Four gets a bum rap.
Four was awesome.
Love four.
And I love three. Hey, woman. Hey, woman.
Yeah, Mr. T.
You
yeah.
want a real man? Hey, woman. It's so good.
But one and two, the reason we know why I like one and two more, because it was before he got the money and changed. So he was still rocking the neighborhood. And,
but
that's why I like one and two.
Dude, the scene in four. where they're in that super rich house.
Yeah.
And he's driving around at night. Yeah. That's when he throws the helmet at the Rocky statue. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I always love those soundtracks, too.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? It's the greatest. All right.
Hearts on fire.
Yes. There you go. All right. Elliot's here next.
Oh, God.
Do we think Elliot thinks the passing game is fixed?
Yes.
I think
he
thinks
he's starting back into the worm.
Yeah, he is. He's worming it up really strong right now.
He is.
Your calls as well. Do you believe the pass game is fixed? Are you not sold yet? 215. Do you need to see more? 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has all your favorite bets from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. Now, it doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it already has tipped off, you can pick up a W whenever. And now's the perfect time to get in on all the action, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.